Welcome back to the Reality Served Real podcast. We're your hosts, Christina and Michelle. And today we are coming to you with an exciting episode. The challenge is over, almost over. I guess we still have a reunion. But we'll be talking about both part one and part two of the final today. And then we will also be talking about the season premiere, the first three episodes of The Traitors. Maybe not as much as we talk about the finale, but super excited to be talking about both of these shows. Love that The Traitors is back. That's definitely one of my favorite shows for sure.
Me too. It's more mine too. I stayed up so late to watch it. I never stay up that late, but I was so scared I was gonna get spoiled, so I was like, I have to watch it all tonight.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious. Good for you.
Yep.
I did not watch it all on Thursday night, but I had a weird week. So, but getting started here with the challenge finale part one. They broke it into two parts, which is not my favorite thing. I would much prefer, okay, The Bachelor does this, but they're the only people that do this. But they do every finale, they do their finale, and then immediately following, they do like after the final rose, which is like kind of not, I guess, not the reunion because they have like the women tell all, the men tell all, but it's what wraps up the season, and they just do it all in one. It's one 3-hour episode, and I feel like I would so much rather watch one 2 or 3 hour episode than have to watch two episodes. I hate that. It drives me insane. And Survivor is doing it now, so clearly it's going to be something that becomes more of a thing, but I am not a fan. LVP to the two-part finale.
Yeah. You know, I saved them and watched them back to back, so it felt like kind of one big part. Just one episode for me, a long episode though. But I agree. I don't want to watch it in 2 weeks. Like that's why I didn't watch it the first week.
Yeah, no, I didn't watch it the first week either. I waited. I didn't watch it back to back. It was like one day and then the next day, but yeah, I totally agree. It's not ideal at all. But so we okay, so the first thing of how the final starts before the final, we have Jenny complaining about how like the final hasn't even started yet. Where's my iced coffee? Where's my chocolate? I gave Jordan actually a quote at his like comeback for Jenny. He says, "I'll tell you what, Jenny. You can want in one hand and shit in the other hand and see which one fills up first."
What
So
was the part? You could do what in one hand?
you can shit in one, you can want in one hand, because she was like, "I want chocolate, I want ice,
Oh.
like I want," and then like afterward, she's like, "I just had to sleep on like 10 thread count, like where's my mattress?" Like she's just complaining the whole time. It's just this
Yeah.
montage of her complaining. And so Jordan's like, "I'll tell you what, Jenny. You can want in one hand and you can shit in the other and see which one fills up faster."
Okay. I see.
So I just, because of like how complainy she was, I gave him a quote because I thought that was like his like, "Jenny, shut the fuck up," basically.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised of how she was complaining so much.
The whole final. And apparently it
Yeah.
was even worse than what we saw. Because I guess, like, okay, so I tried to listen to as many of the finale podcasts as I could. So I listened to Michelle on the official challenge podcast, and I listened to Rachel on the official challenge podcast, and I listened to Jenny on Bananas podcast, and Kylan on Bananas podcast, and then Tori on Challenge Mania.
Oh wow.
And Jordan on Zach Nichols' podcast.
I saw some clips of that, but do you subscribe? Do you saw the whole thing?
I subscribe. It's
Oh,
the
okay.
best podcast. It's and yeah, it's the best in my opinion. And they don't like, I don't know. I mean, I know that there's like editing and stuff. It's not like it's a full whatever. Because like even at one point, Zach's like bathroom break or whatever. You know, like it's not like the full unedited thing that you get. But it's like 2.5 hours, like it's like a long form interview. It's definitely, they go in way more detail than anybody else.
Yeah. I know they have interesting. I only see the clips, or they actually on iTunes they release like a 10-minute preview, and I'll listen to that.
Yeah, it's good. I personally, I think it's more controversial thing to for me to say, but I think it's worth the most worth it Patreon that I subscribe to.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because they and for the interviews, like I honestly I never listen to their recaps. I only listen to their interviews.
Yeah.
So yeah, I've listened to a lot of people, and one thing that I can't remember who said it or I honestly, but I guess like it was like much worse. Jenny's complaining it was worse than what they showed, and I guess one of the things she continuously complained about is how having the final be like all water basically like completely ruined her extensions, and she was like having problems with her hair the entire time.
Oh, well, that was one of my quotes when Derek said, "And why does your hair look like this?" when they were counting the coins.
That's hilarious. I for some reason I thought Banana said something about it, but maybe they both did, but I didn't write down a quote, so.
That was kind of the tail end. I forget, Derek. I think Derek was basically like, "Why are you complaining? Why are you doing this? And why does your hair look like that?" It
That's
just cracked me up.
hilarious. So he was probably like, that was probably him poking fun because she had been complaining about it, I bet.
Well, her hair looked crazy. Her hair did look crazy. It's like she had it like half in a clip. It did look crazy. He was right.
Oh, Derek, I freaking love that man. I'm so proud of him. So proud of him.
Yeah, he did great.
Getting into episode the first. Okay, so I guess to kind of review the checkpoints, we can talk about what we thought about each checkpoint a little bit too. So the first checkpoint was Sandblast, and that's where the one where they had to run back and forth and retrieve the puzzle pieces. We had Jordan and Michelle in first, Jenny and Derek in second, Bananas and Tori in third, and Rachel and Kylan in fourth for this one. For I guess we'll go I get into each checkpoint at a time. What did you think about this checkpoint in particular and the placement of it?
I don't know. I didn't particularly think this one was that fun to watch, but it was fine.
The final as a whole or this checkpoint?
This checkpoint.
Okay.
It was fine. I thought, oh, okay, they're going to be swimming in this one. I didn't real when I was watching this first one, I didn't realize the swimming was going to carry on to every single checkpoint. Thought that was a little extreme. And then I was really surprised that Michelle got first place. That was really cool that she was able to do that.
I think that the reason why I liked this checkpoint is because since there was so much swimming, there were only a couple running checkpoints, and this was one of them.
Yep. Right.
So, and also like the terrain of sand is different than running on other things. I think that that might be why Michelle won this one, honestly, because more than most, I guess, maybe not more than anyone, but more than most, from having her experience on Survivor, she's used to walking in the sand barefoot, right? They don't have shoes on Survivor.
I didn't even think of that. Yeah, I guess you're right. I didn't think of that.
So I think that that was like, I mean, this was a great final for her. Moving on to this.
You're right, because they do tons of challenges in the sand, and there is running in those too. So maybe you're right. On Survivor.
And she's the only survivor that was in this final.
Yeah, okay, that's a good point.
Moving on to the second checkpoint, that was the one where they had to memorize the symbols at the bottom of the boat and then recreate it at the top. Michelle kept overlooking the skull and crossbones on one of the barrels. And I think a lot of people were overlooking that because it seemed like a lot of people were stuck there for a while, besides Jenny and Jordan, who got first place. Tori and Bananas got second. Rachel and Derek ended up getting third. And Michelle and Kyland got fourth for that. I feel terrible for Michelle on this one because when she did the official challenge podcast, she talked about this checkpoint and how disappointed she was in herself for it, because she thought that out of all of the checkpoints in the entire final, this was the easiest one, and she just dropped the ball. Because we all know Michelle is like good at puzzles, good at memorization, good at picking out the detail. Like, that's something she normally strives in, and she didn't this time. And honestly, if you add everything up, it cost her the win. She got fourth place in this one. If she would
Yep.
have got third, she would have tied. It would have been a three-way tie for first. If she would have got first or second place in this challenge, and the only reason I would bump her up to that is because she did say that she thought it was the easiest checkpoint. So potentially, and she did get to the bow, pretty much at the same time as Jenny. So it's if she would have solved it right away, you know. I mean, of course, there's all the what ifs and whatever, but. And the only reason why I even bring that up is because she did say that she thought this one should have been the easiest checkpoint. If she would have placed any differently, she would have got first place.
Yep. I think this is where she lost it. I agree with you.
100%. Unfortunately, poor Michelle. Moving on to checkpoint three, that was a thousand step, the one where they had to do the thousand steps.
Yeah.
I thought that this was one of my favorite checkpoints because of the running aspect, because it was something different. I like when they do things that are different. I don't like seeing the same thing over and over again. That's why what I complain about with like the Survivor challenges a lot of the times is that all it is an obstacle course. It's the same thing, you know? So I like that this one was a little bit different.
Yeah, I thought a couple of them were a little different this time, so I did like a few of them, the checkpoints.
In this one, in first place, Jordan and Jenny got first. Bananas and Michelle got second. Rachel and Derek got third. And Tori and Kyland got fourth. Kylan is really solidifying his fourth place spot. It seems like he has said on Bananas podcast that he went into USA not knowing how to swim, and after USA he learned how to swim, and he said that one of his friends who was teaching him how to swim, I was like a water polo guy and was like, all right, so if you want, like after this we can work on distance. And Kylan's like, no, like they've never done a mile swim on the challenge before. Like, I don't think that that's necessary. And so like he had the opportunity to like learn how to do it and didn't think that he needed it. So it really, really hurt him this final for sure that he didn't.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, it was like almost like there was no drama on of who's gonna place where on the guy's side. It was like, okay, Jordan's gonna win, Kylan's coming in last, and maybe they'll flip second and third between Bananas or Derek. We don't know what that one will be, but it was pretty
Yeah.
obvious. Kylan was not coming out of fourth place, and Jordan was gonna win.
Yeah, I love how I actually have a quote from Jordan. He says, normally in the final, it's my MO to sit at in the hip pocket of whoever is wants to be out in front because I want to push their pace until ultimately they crash. And in this final, I am the swimmer of this group, so at the very start of every checkpoint, I'm going to get myself as much of a lead as I possibly can and make them chase me. I
Well,
absolutely.
he's a triathlete now, right? He's done a bunch of triathlons. This is
Yeah.
he's great at this stuff. This
Yep.
was perfect. They should have never let him get here. The fact they let him get here was the dumb move.
Well, I think in the thing is that the final decision goes to the girl, And that's why he was never in elimination, is because he was good with all of the girls, and every girl wanted him in the final. No girl was ever going to throw him in. So Bananas talks about how he had like one chance that he could have thrown Jo Jordan into elimination, but the person that he was deciding with was Laurel, and Laurel would have never let Jordan go into elimination. So there really wasn't, like, he was protected by all the girls. So it wasn't like, unfortunately for the guys, like, yeah, they don't want him there, but they can, like, do a whole lot about it. But I love that make them chase me, that line. I really, because he did the whole final. We end on checkpoint four. We learn what it is. That's the counting the coins and staying up and singing. We see Jenny having another meltdown at this point. But then it kind of cliffhangs into the next episode. Overall, what did you think about part one of this final? I think your MVP is probably obvious, but did you have any honorable mentions or anything? Who was your MVP? What do you have going on here?
I had Jordan as my MVP. I didn't really have any honorable mentions, although I could see a couple people did great, so.
I had Jordan as my MVP, obviously, as well. I mean, I think that both part one and part two, it's hard not to just completely give your MVP and to Jordan and only Jordan. But I did have a few honorable mentions, and that is both Jenny and Michelle. I mean, both of them just killed it. And go first places, second places. Besides, I guess Michelle did get fourth in that one checkpoint, but I just was super impressed with how well she's keeping up and even doing better than the men.
Yeah, exactly. I liked the sorry to go backwards, the coins and singing, the counting the coins and the singing.
Yeah, I agree. No, I like that too. I think that's good for an up all night. It really is something that's mentally taxing, and I like when Tori sang it by herself, that she just champed through it.
And she was off by 900. I couldn't believe that. So she must have got messed up somewhere along the lines.
Yeah, so Kylan said that a lot of people were putting ha had some kind of like number group, whether they counted to like 100 or 200 or something, and then they had like a tally method. At least that's what he did, but he said he thought like other people had methods that were similar to that. So what more than likely happened is that she missed like a group of tallies or something.
Yeah. I did kind of
I
feel
think
bad
that's what happened to
up
him.
all night and then she still got last because she was off by 900 and everybody else was off by like 70 or 80 or whatever it was.
And one thing Tori said on Challenge Mania was just that really doing the 3 hour elimination, treading water right before the final, sleeping in her wet clothes, getting only like 2 hours of sleep. She said that there were times like during the final that she felt like she was dying. Like she could not physically go any faster than what she was doing.
Yeah, she was at a disadvantage for sure because of that.
Definitely. Yeah, I feel kind of bad for her for that. Kylan was my LVP. I think that's kind of obvious too.
Yeah, me too. Yep.
How about your quotes? What kind of quotes did you have this episode?
I told you the hair one for Derek, and then I had one for Jordan. Basically, he was just kind of signifying that, like, how well he was doing. And he said, I won't ca count my chickens too early, but I'm feeling pretty good. And I think that's how we all felt watching it, too.
Yeah. And also, I think one thing that he wanted to, one of the reasons why he wanted to be out front and feel good and everything is because they didn't know how the karma vote was going to affect everything.
Yeah, right. And then I had This is not really a quote. I just really like this moment is when Derek said, I was a fan watching the challenge, and then they showed old pictures of him and they showed old clips of him coming up on the show. And then, oh, all my other quotes were from the Karma Vote confessionals.
Oh, okay, cool.
Okay. Kellyanne said Tori makes good money on OnlyFans. That cracked me up.
So I wanted to say Tori thanked Kellyanne for saying that on the Official Challenge podcast, because she said that her OnlyFans subscriptions went up 33% because of her saying that.
That's hilarious.
Yes.
And then Amanda said, one, I hate you about Tori.
Was it about Tori or was it about Michelle?
She did both of them. She did it for Tori, but I think she also had a quote against Michelle too.
Okay. A little teaser that Tori gave about and Derek gave about the reunion was Derek was saying he didn't really realize how close Tori and Devin once were. And they apparently go into like their history, like they were on the first like final season or first not final season, their first Are You the One season together. And for Amanda, that like first season bond is like really strong. Obviously, you see like her and Nelson, like in the past, Amanda and Devin have for the most part worked together or at least not against each other until really this season. And Tori says like, well, I don't think that what Amanda realized was the way that she has treated Michelle in the fa in the past. Devin now loves Michelle. So that's a little teaser that they gave of something that is a big was I mean we'll see what they air, but to them was a bigger moment was the split in friendship between Devin and Amanda.
Yep. Yeah, that makes sense.
I'm so happy Amanda went to that reunion.
I know. Me too.
Did you have any other quotes?
Horacio said, if I could give Kylan a six, I would. I thought that was cute because they're good friends. And then I don't remember what Leroy said about bananas, or maybe that was in the second episode, but. He basically said, you already won seven of these. Like, no, I'm not. And gives him a one. That was kind of shocking, right? That he only gives him a one.
So Banana said that that was more shocking to him than Laurel, and he's more
Yeah.
upset with Leroy than he is with Laurel because he says like he's like, dude, like that basically tells everybody that they can do that now. If your best friend thinks that and is willing to do that to you, then everybody can do that. There's no reason for them not to.
Yeah. And then a couple quotes about Michelle. Laurel said she probably won't make a final. Well, she
She said
did.
that about bananas.
I thought she said about Michelle.
That's what she said about bananas. When she gave him the one, she said, you probably won't make the final anyway.
Oh, okay. Then I had it wrong.
But still, she said, yes, she said that about bananas.
So she was wrong about that too. Okay. And then Brandon said about Michelle, she won Survivor. You won enough, so you get a two. Like, basically, I don't even really know her, but I know she won Survivor, so she's getting a two. All right, that was all I had, Mike, for the quotes.
Okay, so I had Jordan at one point, another Jordan one. He says, this sucks. It's long and I love it.
Oh no.
And then my last one that I had for this episode, Michelle says, I'm kind of thinking like, damn, look at the girls I am up against. They're better than all of these guys are. I'm happy to see that we are just whooping their asses.
Yeah, it was true.
So I just put that one because it was her acknowledging, and I didn't put it as a quote, but I thought it was interesting that all season they didn't acknowledge it. And then when we get to the final, there are like three different Derek quotes of him like saying that he's in the ladies of leisure. I'm like, what? How are we? How did you guys edit this out of the entire season that he's part of this alliance, but then let him say it all the whole final long. That's hilarious to me.
Yeah, right. Right.
So moving on to part two of the final, we have the rest of Checkpoint 4, and so in first place we have Derek and Rachel. Good for Derek, super proud of him on that. Second place we have Jordan and Michelle. This is Jordan's only not first place finish. Then we have Kylan and Jenny in third, and Tori and Bananas in fourth. We kind of already talked about this a little bit, but yeah, I don't know. It was a good checkpoint. Checkpoint 5 was the submerging terror, and that's the one where they had to swim on like the raft thing and get the like recreate the skull basically.
Oh yeah,
That
okay.
was like in the coconut trees, I think.
Yeah, but it seemed like Rachel had a hard time with that. Bananas had a hard time with that. It must have been like a little difficult.
Tori had a hard time with that.
Yeah.
So Jordan and Jenny got first.
I mean, I'm sorry, we also have to say
Oh, wait, actually, I'm
dominant.
wrong. That was not that one.
Oh.
I'm so sorry. So that one with the coconut tree was the one with the 1,000 steps, and Tori had to go back and do all 1,000 steps. So what
Yes.
this one was the one
The
where
puzzle, right? The same puzzle or no?
they have to like unlock the things that were under the boat.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
So to get that like they call it a Bangkok boat, but it's like a canoeish thing.
Yeah.
So that's that one. And that's the one where Kylan helps Michelle and Rachel get up onto the platform. Good for Kylan. It's like hard for me to I give him an LVP this episode. Because he just is clearly in last place, still finishes everything, and is helping people and just like has such a good attitude.
Yeah, I know. He was really
Almost don't want to give out an LVP and just give out two LVP honorable mentions, honestly.
Yeah.
It's like I don't know.
I don't think I gave Carlin my LVP because I agreed with you.
He has such a great attitude.
I didn't get I just looked, I didn't give it to Kylan.
In the next checkpoint, checkpoint 6, that is the mathematical leader where they had to do the speed math.
That one was fun too. I like that.
Yeah, I liked that too. I didn't understand the order of how they picked who went first and everything. That was kind of weird to me. Because it was like Kylan and Bananas last, and I don't know, it wasn't like they went by the order of the last checkpoint because it would have been Jordan, Jenny, Tori, Derek. So I don't know how they figured that out, but that was kind of weird to me. But I liked the checkpoint as a whole. I just wish it had more like sense behind who went when. But in that one, we have Jordan and Jenny getting first, Michelle and Derek getting second, Rachel and Kylan getting third, and Tori and Bananas getting first. Michelle, she was like the last girl to get in the water, and she passed with Tori and Rachel swimming and to get second place. I thought that was the most besides Jordan as a whole, which like I just pretend like that's an obvious answer, but I'm was most impressed by Michelle during this particular swim, the whole final.
I couldn't believe when she was able to pass both of them. That was really cool.
It like really makes me this final made me feel like Michelle's done like multiple seasons in a row, so I don't necessarily want her on 41, but like I am so excited for her to come back for like 42, 43, whatever she does, however long break she decides to take. She's a challenger. Everybody needs a break. I always say that. Like I'm a firm believer in the break. I don't like the 4 seasons in a row, like back-to-back seasons. First of all, I think that the champion of the previous season should always come back the next season.
Or at least invited back. Sometimes they're not even invited back.
Like Jenny, like multiple times. She said in Banana's podcast that she has been sent out to location as an alternate twice and was never used. So even when she was on the full cast, even when she was with anybody, it took her like a week or two to be like, okay, they're not going to send me home after this.
Wow.
She like it was like hard for her to like yeah that it was true that she actually got cast. So yeah, I mean, you're right. Like they didn't even use her at all after her one.
And I feel like they did the same thing to Amber B. They didn't invite her back the next season.
No, she was on Double Agents. Or no, she won Double Agents and she was on Spat is Lies and Allies. She was on the following season because
Oh.
I can't remember which one's which, but there
Oh,
was.
she wasn't on the winner the this season that I thought she should be on. That's what I was thinking of.
Yeah, she should
Yeah.
have been on this season instead of.
Yes, I think she should have been invited to this season because she was a winner. Yeah.
Well, even though Casey was a winner, I still think she should have been over Casey.
Oh, I mean, I would take it over Olivia.
But at least we do get to see her on All Stars 5.
Yes.
I'm so excited about that.
Yeah.
I've heard she got into a lot of drama too, so I'm so happy for her.
Yeah, most I'm nervous.
Nervous, but also excited. Either way, excited for the screen time.
Yeah.
Okay, so the last checkpoint here is checkpoint 7, the Champions Cove. And this one is when they have to swim into a cathedral and retrieve the underwater scooters, and then follow the buoys and collect the coin, basically. So, in first place on this one, we have Michelle and Jordan. In second, Rachel and Bananas. Third is Derek and Tori. And Jenny gets fourth with Kylan on this one. The weirdest thing to me about this whole final is that there were only 7 checkpoints when the karma points are worth 2 checkpoints. Why do we not go to it? If you're at 9,
Yeah.
why do you not go to an even 10?
I don't know. I didn't get that.
It's weird.
Yeah.
And also, what also was weird is that there wasn't like an eating challenge. Which is like they got like normal coconut water. I don't know. I mean, I'm not like a huge fan of the eating
Eating.
challenges, but also like it if you're gonna it, this is the season 40 final. How many finals have we had an eating challenge? Like it's weird that they didn't put it in this one.
Yeah, it is.
Or was there a checkpoint 9 that we don't know about? I don't think so because nobody talked about it.
No, yeah, I don't think so.
So, our final results. So, the challenge points and then their karma points. For the men, for the challenge points, Jordan had 27 points, which is good for him. He had, I mean, like, not what, when I say not like, I mean, like, that's like phenomenal. Like, that's good. Like, yeah, great for him. So then, Derek comes in second place with the most checkpoint points, challenge points. He gets 19. Bananas had 15, and Kylan, poor Kylan, only got 9. As far as the karma points go, Derek came in first for the karma points. He got 8 points. Kylan came in second for the karma points. He had 6 karma points. Jordan came in fourth for the karma points. He had four karma points. And Bananas came in fourth for the karma points with two. So again, like the karma points are worth two checkpoints. So that's what it's like 8, 6, 4, 2 that they're adding to it. So clearly they added up for the karma points, everybody's karma points. Okay, Derek had the most, so he gets 8. Kylan had the second most, so he gets 6. Jordan got it's third, so he gets 4. Bananas gets 2. So that gives the final numbers being 31, 27, 17, and 15, which I just want to say how impressive I think Derek is in this, having the second most challenge points, especially considering Jordan just like completely dominated, having the most karma points, and with the performance that Jordan had, only losing first place by 4 points, I just think is so impressive. I'm just super, super impressed with Derek.
Yeah, he did a great job. I ha actually had him. I had Jordan and Derek as my MVPs. I guess it would be Jordan, honorable mention, Derek.
I had Derek as an honorable mention as well. Obviously, Jordan as my MVP, but I also gave both Jenny and Michelle another one. I mean, Jenny dominated this final for the women, really, and had the least amount of karma points, or I think, or maybe did Michelle have
Yeah,
the
she did, because I was like, real, I'm like, wow, no one liked this girl.
And which, I mean, we knew because of how often she was a target.
But
So,
she seemed like very inoffensive to me. I don't know.
and I
I
know
didn't
Michelle
get it.
cried when she dropped from second to third place, but I think that she still, even with the tears, handled it relatively gracefully. I mean, you can't help that. I would cry. Everybody, who wouldn't cry?
Oh, yeah, N knowing that up until that point you were in second place and then you get it taken away, that sucks.
And the only reason that you didn't get second place is because some the other people on the cast like somebody else more than you.
Yep.
That sucks. So yeah, Jenny, Michelle, and Derek all got MVP honorable mentions. Going through the girls' numbers since I went through the guys, we had Jenny, she got 22 checkpoint points. We had Rachel with 16, Michelle with 19, and Tori with 13. So the girls were, especially well, really all of them were pretty competitive. Michelle being competitive with Jenny, and then obviously Rachel, Michelle, and Tori all being relatively competitive with each other. And then for the karma points, Rachel got first place for karma with 8 points. Tori had 6 points, and Michelle had 4 points, and Jenny came in fourth place and had 2 karma points, giving the total points for the girls 24 for Jenny, 24 for Rachel. And like I said earlier in this podcast, when we were talking about checkpoint two, Michelle only missed that by 1 point with 23 points, Tori coming in at 19. Interesting enough, though, Tori coming in at 19 is still more points than both Kylan and Bananas got.
Yep. And that's why I did not give Tori my LVP. I already had written off Kylan in the previous episode. So I gave it to Bananas because he should have easily had second place. He's won seven of these.
That's a great one, honestly. That is, yeah, that's a good one. But I gave it to Kylan. Well, I'm not gonna do an LVP. I'm just gonna do two LVP honorable mentions and give one to Kylan and one to Tori. I feel like I have defenses for both of them to not give them an actual LVP, and that's that Kylan, this wasn't his final, and he tried super hard, and he had such a positive attitude, and all the stuff that I said earlier about Kylan. And then for Tori, she had that elimination. Like, it's truly for both of them. I just think it's really impressive that they finish.
Yeah.
How about your quotes for this episode?
I didn't really have much. I only had one, and that was, I think, did Derek and Rachel come in first on one together? The swimming one, like when they're in the cave? I don't know.
No.
Okay, then I don't know when Derek said this, but it was when he and Rachel both were doing good or did well.
Oh yeah,
He
it was
said,
at checkpoint four.
yeah. Oh, he said, the gays are back. And I just like that. I thought that was cute.
Oh, that's funny. Well, and they won their daily challenge together too, so that's super cute. Did you have any others?
No, that was all I had for this episode.
Okay, I have quite a few, I guess. So Jordan, he says, I'm literally about to cry. It's an actual coconut water, just regular old coconut water. Great for electrolytes, great for the body. What the hell is wrong with and then Derek has one. He says, haha, bitch, I told you so. I told you I could do this. Like, I'm here. He's talking about like his friends and family and haters and stuff, not saying he couldn't do it. Michelle says, I feel like this is a representation of my entire season. Sometimes you're out of breath and exhausted, and you know the current is against you, but you have to just keep at it. Rachel, she says, even though I came in after Michelle, it doesn't even matter because I beat every single man, and that's all that I need. Isn't that crazy? They had all four women finish a checkpoint before any of the men.
Yes, I
Even
did think that was
Jordan
cool.
on one
Yeah.
of the checkpoints.
Yeah.
During the karma montage, I had a Cara Maria quote. She said, this one's for Sarah. And I liked that because it was like also not just this one's for Sarah, but this one. Just like the play on the number that she gave too. I thought that was clever. Kylan, he says, I'm glad that I'm not stealing third place from Bananas because people just don't like him. I didn't come here for them to pass the torch. I came to take it, and I plan on doing that in the future. So good for Kylan, positive attitude all the way around. Coming back and proving more. And my very last one, Derek says, it means nice guys don't finish last. This lady for has 75K, like what the hell? Like what? And then he's like laughing about it. So love that for him.
I thought, you know how you talked about Michelle was a good sport? I've got to say Jenny was a good sport because she could have been pissed that she was not getting the full money,
And she
but
was
she
like
was a good
happy.
sport.
That's
She
true.
was genuinely happy. That was crazy.
Yeah. I think had they obviously not had the alliance that they had, then things would be different. And like Rachel, like I don't know what her problem is specifically with Michelle, but I do not like her attitude a whole lot, honestly. And like her saying on like Bananas podcast, if she would have gone to first and beat Jenny, then she would have not been okay with like the karma points and everything and the way that everything shook out. And she would have felt like really like she had to give Jenny part of the money and like all of that. But she like doesn't feel bad at all passing Michelle and making Michelle in third.
Okay. All right.
So yeah. That's interesting. But do you have any final thoughts on the challenge finale before we talk a little bit about the traitors?
Too many episodes, too long.
Agreed.
Too long of episodes, too many bullshit, like rigging, messed up production fails. What should have been a great season, just meh, and just couldn't wait for it to end by the end of it.
Yeah. Yeah, it was way, way too long of a season. I did see Wes say like he thinks that this season will be looked back like Final Reckoning when it was airing. Everybody complained about it. Everybody complained about how long it was. And I remember that happening because I loved Final Reckoning. And I was like, oh my God, I'm the only one that likes this
No,
season.
I liked it too because it had my favorite people. So of course I liked it too. I was right there with you.
But when it went on streaming and people could binge it, people liked it a lot better. Wes thinks that that will happen with this season. I guess we'll see what happens.
Oh my
But
God. Can you imagine anyone binging this again? No. Oh my God.
honestly can't, no. Because it could have been so good and it just wasn't. I mean, they cast it right. It's not their fault and ca it's not casting's fault. It's whoever decided the formatting. And that's another reason why I'm excited for All Stars 5 is because, I mean, I guess it's on MTV, so we don't know what's going to happen, but traditionally it's like 10 to 12 episode seasons, which is,
Much better.
yes, agreed. Okay, so moving on to the Traitors, we hadn't really talked about podcasting about this before this episode, so we're not gonna go into like super detail, but we're gonna talk about what happened, who got banished, who got murdered, what I know Michelle wrote down some quotes, so we'll start with that. So what are your quotes from the Traitors?
Well, my first one was from Gabby. Someone asked her, like, what was it like doing The Bachelorette? And she said, how did it end? I'm a lesbian now.
I love Gabby. She
She's doing great. I love her on the
had another
show.
quote at the beginning of the season too, when they're like first getting out of the car. She's talking to Nikki Bella, and she is like, "Oh, like, do you know who that is? Is it, like, you know, Sandoval or whatever?" And she's like, "I'm not gonna say hi."
Yes.
Love her for that.
I like her, and I like her alliance with Nikki Bella and Chrishell.
Yeah, I'm loving her.
And then Sandoval, when he was talking to Alan, said, I don't think I do well as a traitor. It's just like so ironic. It's funny. I don't know. And then Alan totally roasted him when he said, would you feel like I betrayed you if I picked you as a traitor? And Sandoval said, yes. And he's like, well, maybe you should know how it feels. Like,
Doesn't feel good, does it? Or something like that. Yeah.
And then when Wes was revealed, Carolyn said, I can't stand that asshole. Love that.
Yes.
I'm really sick of Wes. I don't know if you watched House of Villains, but oh my God, I'm so sick of Wes. Get
Yeah.
him off all these shows. I'm so sick of him.
I thought you retired from the challenge. I
Oh,
love
that was
that.
good. Derek got him with that one too. I hate Derek, but I was like, all right, Derek, I like
I love that
that.
he knew that. That was great. So I am, or do you have any other quotes? Sorry.
The only other one I had was when Chrishell came out against Sandoval at the round table because he kept voting for her and like trying to go against her. And she goes, I forget what the skills were, but she said, since I know you possess all of those skills, I voted for you. And it was like lying. Yeah, exactly.
Deceiving, cheating. Yeah, that was great. Good one. Very.
I hope she wins that war with him. I really do.
Oh, that'll be, yeah. I thought it was interesting, both round tables, he had his name written down. Unsurprisingly, really. And but I okay was so disappointed in the first banishment. I don't know if you know this, Michelle, but aside from Caitlin Bristowe, Wells Adams is my number one male in Bachelor Nation. Like, he's like my number two all-time Bachelor Nation.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't care. I was happy to see him go. Sorry.
So I was like extremely like, no! Like, I was,
Well, who it was between him and Robin, right?
yeah.
Like that. Yeah, so I wanted Robin to stay, so I was kind of happy. I'm sorry.
See, and I don't watch Housewives, so I was like, get that bitch out of here. My Wells. And especially if she's against him. So
I was surprised to see him go that early. I was.
I knew when I was wondering I was about what Wes was gonna do, like with the life shield or whatever. I'm so glad that I was right because I thought he was gonna give it to Wells. because I don't know if you know this, but Wells and Bananas are really good friends because they did Worst Cooks in America together. They were finalists. They're 1 and 2. I believe Wells beat Bananas. And so what I well yes, Wells beat Bananas and it's this thing that like, ha, like I beat you in a competition show or whatever, and B Bananas is who he is and all that. I think that's true. I know that they were the final two. But they became like super good friends. And Wells started watching The Challenge because of that. And on his podcast, Your Favorite Things, when The Challenge is airing, it's one of the things that he talks about every week, just for like 5 minutes or something. But like, just like gives his thoughts. Yeah, so he's like a really big, and Sarah, he's married to Sarah Hyland, and they watch The Challenge together. And she's a really big Challenge fan too. And it's all because of Bananas. So it didn't surprise me at all that Wes said that he was going to give his shield to Wells, because I'm sure if I know about this connection to Banana, so does Wes.
Yeah, interesting. I didn't know that.
So yeah, Wes is, yeah, Wells was is like, his commentary is so good. He is like the Marie of Bachelor Nation when it comes to commentary.
Well, I'm very surprised he went this early. I thought he would last a little bit longer.
So I was really, really, really bummed about that.
I
But
thought it okay, I thought it was gonna be like Pilot Pete, but now it's looking that's gonna be Dylan Efron.
yeah, I was super impressed with him. I would say, I know we didn't do like MVP, all that. I would give him my MVP. For sure.
I thought he was great. Yeah, I thought he was great. I don't know if I have an MVP of the three episodes, who's my MVP? I mean Boston Rob, I mean came in and
That was great too. That was so good.
he like was clearly disappointed by who the other traders are, and now he's got to pull them together. We'll see if he can do it, like get everyone's shit together.
Well, and I think Derek is so smart in being like, well, I know I'm a faithful, so one of these other two are probably traitors. Like,
Yeah, that I mean that's Derek. I don't like him, but he's very smart and very
I haven't seen a season,
driven.
so this is my first Derek experience.
Okay, well, so far he didn't bother me yet. I hate to say that.
So yeah, we'll see. I was impressed with him for sure, the first three episodes. Obviously I don't watch Housewives, so I don't know like which of them would be the best or not, but I based on what I saw, Dorinda, the one who got murdered first, I feel like she would have been the most entertaining. Is that true?
Yeah,
It was the
that
most
was devastating. That was a
exciting.
devastating loss. She's so like over the top.
I literally feel like the last, like, her being gone, Wells being gone, Tony being gone, Banana
Yep.
being gone first, the last season, like, we're set up for a redemption season.
Well,
All right.
it's just like the nature of this game is like big, good personalities get, because the people who go far are the ones flying under the radar or playing dumb. You know what I mean?
Besides, like, I have no idea what his name is. Zac Efron.
Efron.
Okay. Dylan. Besides him, like, I was so impressed episode three when he's like, something's going on right now. And everybody's like, what are you talking about? Nothing's going on. He's like, no, something's going on right now. Him and
Yeah.
Gabby were like the only two that were like, something is going on right now. And I'm
Yep.
good for Gabby. I'm so happy for her.
Yeah, she's doing great. I also got really sad when Jeremy at the round table was like, I have every reason to get rid of Tony. Tony did me dirty. You know, I have every reason to sit here and put his name down, but I don't believe he's a traitor, and he voted for somebody else. That broke my heart. I love Jeremy's like one of my favorite people.
I
I
was kind
love him.
of disappointed that Boston Rob made Tony the scapegoat.
Yeah.
That was disappointing to me. Yeah, I feel like the first, like, you, like, both of the people banished, I was disappointed about both of them. I think Tony would be good TV. I don't want him to win, but let him get like halfway. I don't know.
He's so entertaining. Big loss.
What I think would should have been, I don't know how Housewives work, but in my brain, I feel like the one from Dubai
Yeah, Chanel Ayan.
is not as close as the ones in the US, probably because she's not here and they
Yeah.
all know each other. So I feel like
Yeah.
it surprised me that she wasn't the first one banished. I think they should have banished her first.
That would have been I don't really watch Housewives of Dubai, so that wouldn't have bothered me. She seemed lovely though, but I was more upset about Dorinda.
So yeah, I don't watch Housewives, and I was upset about Dorinda. I knew that I right away that she's a good TV personality.
Yeah. And I didn't think that first challenge was necessarily fair because if you look at all the people who got off, it was all people who were not on competition reality shows or traders. So it's like they almost didn't get it. You know what I mean? Like there's kind of like a learning curve. They almost didn't get like what position they
Yeah,
were
but like,
put
watch the
in.
show you're going on before you go on it.
Yeah, I just don't think they get it. Until like, because all the people on the boat, like all the big brother people were like, hell no, I'm not getting off, you know?
Yeah, for sure. They didn't even go to Lost Raft.
Yep.
Okay, well, next week we'll do MVP and LVP for those for sure. Since we're all going to be watching it. I think that'll be, oh, we'll have re the reunion we can talk about too. So we can talk about the reunion and the traders next week. And then in the next, at the end of the month, both All Stars 5 and Bachelor will start. So those can be the three shows that we talk about then would be Bachelor, All Stars 5, Traitors.
Okay, that sounds good.
All right. Well, any final thoughts before we sign off here?
No, I don't think so.
Awesome. Well, thank you all so much for tuning in, and we'll see you soon.